This week, I accidentally came across a TV show devoted to Hollywood. Immediately, I remembered why I avoid this particular show, because I started to hear just plain lies. The worldview on that show is so false. For example, on this particular show, which I didn't see very long, thankfully, this particular show included a mother who was essentially promoting this objectification of her daughter's body. This appalling viewpoint reminded me of how lost is this world, how desperate it needs Jesus. The objectification of women only degrades their worth and promotes people to view women as objects instead of as human beings created in God's very image. Men and women are created in the image of God. They are not animals. They are precious creations who should never be cheapened for a quick sale and discarded by a world that moves on to the next victim faster than the fastest internet upload. Now, it's not bad to be comfortable about our appearance, but we are not defined by how we look, in spite of what this world promotes. I see it everywhere, when I'm at the airport, when I'm driving along the highway, on social media. Self-image sayings are circulating at such a fast pace, and the sayings tend to paint a very, very positive attitude about ourselves, about our self-image. But promoting a positive self-image without Jesus is akin to dropping empty water bottles from a helicopter to refugees in the desert. Momentary hope followed by the same old despair. We all need Jesus desperately. When He is the source of our hope and positive attitude, when He is the source of our identity, when our identities are in Him as our personal Savior and Lord, then no desert can stop the living water from flowing into our hearts and out of our hearts to other dehydrated souls. Even when we're tired, God can still use us. He can still enable us to share Him as we totally rely on Him instead of ourselves and experience true freedom, true confidence, true joy, and love in Him. It's so amazing. I really can't even describe what it's like to know Jesus personally. And I know you folks who know Him, you're nodding your heads out there. You know what I'm talking about. Now, while we're on the topic of living water and what it really means to have that fullness in this world, let's revisit the scene when Jesus Christ Himself, who was exhausted at the time, went out of His way to share the way to heaven with a social outcast and a totally desperate woman whom others avoided. John 4:13-14 says, Jesus answered her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. But the water that I give him will become in him a spring of water, satisfying his thirst for God, welling up, continually flowing, bubbling within him to eternal life." Wow! Praise the Lord. We have what we need in Jesus, more than what we need. In this passage, we see it clearly. Only Jesus gives the true water for our spirits to emerge from a spiritually dead desert and to live eternally through and with Him. When we know Jesus, we know security. We know true love. We know true hope. Let's be sure that when we encourage others, we do so with a glimmer of His light and a splash of His water. Share about Jesus. Don't let the desert stop you with the mirages it conveys of people-pleasing. Instead, share Christ within your encouragement instead of mere cliches. Share Christ. Now, for the prayer tip of the week, ask the Lord to help you boldly share His living water with His love with those who are completely dehydrated in the dead spiritual desert of this world. So many people are hurting. So many people don't yet understand how much God loves them. Be the messenger. Share Jesus with action and word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are with us. We thank You that You love us. We thank You for sending Jesus, the living water. Lord, we welcome You in our hearts. Please cleanse us from our sins. We repent from ignoring You and doing things that are against You. We welcome You in our hearts right now. Please rule our lives. We submit to You alone as Savior and Lord and rely on You, not on what we do, not on positive attitudes alone, but rather on You. And we thank You that we can have positive attitudes in You, and we thank You so much that You give us that joy, that hope, that expectation of Your best, which is guaranteed to come for us who know You. So we rely on You now, and we cast our cares upon You. We pray for healing. We pray for comfort. We pray for Your best for each prayer request sent to prayingpals.org. And Lord, we just bow down and worship You now, and thank You so much that you love us, and that we have a rock-solid hope, no matter what. We bless your name together. In Jesus' name, amen.